Well, I'm glad to see each one of you here today.
今天很高兴能在这里见到大家。
And I thank the Lord that He's here with us.
我很感谢主，他与我们同在。
And I trust that as we were seeing that one, that we're going to crown Him Lord of all, that you'll desire to be there when that happens.
当我们能够聚集在一起，高唱把这个冠冕都献给他的时候，我希望我们每个人都能在场。
This morning, they have asked me to talk to you about our center in Taiwan. In China.
今天早上我要跟在这里跟大家分享一下我们在中国建立的那个中心。
For several years now, I have been praying to the Lord, just talking to Him.
我有几年了，我一直跟主在祷告。
And asking Him if He didn't think we needed a center.
我在跟他求说，你是不是要我们在中国建一个中心
？But I recognize some of the blocks and some of the things that would keep us from having it. But I knew, I just wanted him to know that I'd be happy if we could have one.
那我也知道要建一个中心肯定会有很多的困难，但是我就一直跟他讲，我知道我们很希望能有这样一个中心。
Lots of times we desire to do something and we begin to plan for it. We begin to try to raise money. We begin to try to make all of our plans to fit our desires.
很多时候我们心里有一个愿望想要实现的时候我们就会自己去做计划然后开始筹款然后心里希望这个计划能够实现。
But I found out that there's a better way.
但是我后来发现有一个更好的办法。
Because I've done them both ways.
因为我两种都试过。
In the work of the Lord.
在
But I found out when I just say, Lord, if you want this.
但我后来发现我只要跟神求说如果你希望这件事情成立。
And this year, out of the blue.
那今年就是真的是很突然的。
Someone talked to Chris about an apartment they had. Or a place they had.
有人就是跟齐勇讲说他有一个地方。
She felt like she would like to give it, she would like to be able to have it used for God.
那这个姊妹心里就有感动说她希望把这个地方奉献给神。
Now her husband's not a Christian. In fact, they're divorced.
那这个姊妹的先生他不信主实际上他们已经离婚了。
But he wanted to sell this building.
那所以他的这个前夫
this particular place.
想把这个地方卖掉。
But she asked him, no, please let me have it to rent.
那这个姊妹就说就请求他说能不能不要卖然后我把这个地方租出去。
And so it seemed like it just dropped in our laps.
就好像说我们也什么也没做就有点天上掉馅饼这样就来了一个。
Didn't have to go look for it.
也不用去找。
We found it at a much better price, $800 a month.
那个时候才需要、
US.
租金才大概800块钱美金一个月很便宜。
And it was just an answer to God's, to our prayer, just exactly what we needed.
那真的就是我们所需要的，神就这样答应了我们的祷告。
This is how God works.
这个就是神工作的方式。
But the lady that rented this to us told me the story of the problem of her marriage.
那这个把这个地方租给我们这个姊妹，当然就跟我们分享了一下她的婚姻上的困难。
Like so many people in China, her husband went to Beijing to start a business and she stayed in Chengdu.
那这个很多中国的这个夫妻都是这样哈这个、
I'm sorry.
这个
Not Chengdu. Where is it?
重庆
No.
深圳。那这个先生就去北京去这个开创事业然后太太留在深圳。
And after a few years, it happened, he found another woman.
那几年过去了这个先生就在外面有人别的人了。
And he wanted her to give him a divorce.
那所以就要跟太太离婚。
Now I won't go through all that she went through, but when she wasn't a Christian when this happened, but her husband's business partner was.
那这个我就不跟你讲这个细节了，就是说当这件事情发生的时候，这个姊妹她还没有信主，但是她先生的合伙人，就是跟她一起做生意的这个人是一个基督徒。
To make a long story short, this thing with her life went on for quite a while, but she began to grow spiritually.
那反正长话短说就是这个过程经历了很长时间但是他慢慢在信仰上他这个姊妹开始成长。
And after, I don't know how many years it was, she decided I might as well give him his divorce.
那后来过了几年以后他后来就终于下决心说那离婚就离婚吧。
So they were to meet together and sort of, you know, divide whatever she would get.
所以可能他们就要见面然后有一个协议要怎么离婚这样。
And while she was praying,
那当然在这之前她祷告的时候
She said God spoke to her heart.
他说神就对他的心说话。
And said, don't ask him for anything.
就说不要问他要什么东西。
Well, that knocked her.
那这个让他很吃惊。
She said, for 1 week, I struggled.
所以他说他一个星期都
在为这件事情。I had a daughter to raise, and here I was by myself, and I thought, oh Lord, and for a week she struggled over that.
他为这件事情很挣扎，因为他还有一个女儿，这作为一个单亲的妈妈要抚养女儿，他什么都不要，这个经济上没有来源，他很痛苦，觉得。
Finally, she said, okay, Lord, that's what you want.
但是他挣扎几个星期以后，他就跟神说，好吧，如果
神就是你要的，我就这样做。When she went to be with her husband, when they went to the lawyer,
他谈就是要协议的时候，他们就问他，你想要什么？
She said, nothing but the house I live in. Stunned.
那他们就，这个对方就很吃惊。
Her husband didn't know what to do.
那他连他先生都不知道该怎么办。
So he began to give some to her.
那所以他当然觉得这样做不合适。
Then he changed it again and gave her a little more.
就是说，那这个也给你一些这样，给你一些这样。
For the third time, he tried to give her a little more.
然后就一改再改，就一直在往上加给他。那他就带着，后来他就带着女儿，就是住在一个公寓里生活。然后有一次呢，他前夫就给他打电话说，你想住在哪儿？是想住深圳呢，还是想去上海
？And she said to him,
我要待在深圳啊。
He said, I want you to go out.And buy the most expensive house here.
那这个他这前夫就说，那我想让你在深圳买一个。
I want you to just buy just a very expensive place.
就买一个最好最贵的房子。
I guess his conscience had been bothering him a long time.
我想可能他这个前夫一直觉得内疚，心里不安。
So that meant she went out and got herself, I guess, a very nice place.
那所以他就去了，买了一个很好的地方。
But that left the apartment open then.
那但是这样的话，他之前住的那个地方就空出来了。
And so she wanted to use it for the Lord.
所以这个就是这个我们这个地方的来源，就是他就想把这个拿出来给神用。
And it was just dropped in our lap.
就是对于我们来说，就是一个这个神给的祝福，天上掉的馅饼。
But the problem was, all the money to run it didn't drop in our lap.
那问题就是说，我们还是要付租金的，这个租金并没有从天上掉下来。
You might say, well, why do you need a center? Because we needed an identity.
那你可能说我们为什么需要这么一个中心？因为我们需要有一个这个名分。
Now, Mrs. She and I have been over China for the last 23 years.
那在过去的23年，我和许师母经常在中国到处跑。
They knew us, they knew that kind of thing, but it was very hard to get in touch with us at times.
他认识我们，知道我们是谁，但是有的时候这个就是联系很不稳定。
And the group has grown, and the people have grown so much.That I felt we needed a place where we can start bringing in and teaching there.
而且那个是这个每人也越来越多，而且大家都需要这个成长，所以我觉得我们在那边需要有一个固定的场所，这样他们可以来在这里受栽培。
And God has given it to us.
然后神就这样把这个地方赐给我们。
Already there's a class there that meets, and our board has prayer meeting there now, and when Brother, who was it? When Michael Way went, they had their meetings there.
那所以他们现在已经在那里开始开课，然后那个执事会也在那里开会，然后那个 Dr. Michael Way 去的时候也是在那里给他们上课。
So I just want to ask you to help us to pray.
所以我只是想请大家来。
That this will be a true lighthouse for God.
和我们一起祷告，让这个地方真的成为神的灯塔。
That out of it we can start the groups that we can work with.
然后从这里开始，我们能够建立更多的这个。地方能够服侍大家。
So you pray for us.
所以就请大家祷告。
I feel like this is a big step for us.
我觉得这对我们来说是一个很大的一个
进步。And it's just at the time God wanted it.
而且就是在神需要的时间。
And it's just in the place God.
人口很集中密集的地方。
It's in a business area.
实际上是在一个商业区。
Where people come and go.
所以这个人来人往很多。
Now that might not mean so much to you, some of you now, but we have to be very careful when you have groups that come and go.
对我们可能没什么，但是你要意识到，在中国这种情况下，就是常常有人来人往，这个是一个很好的掩护。
So I thank God for it. I pray that God will use it, and we want you to pray for us that God will use it tremendously in China.
所以我很感恩，也希望你和我们一起祷告，让神能够使用，好好的使用这个地方。
Now that's the first thing I had to do this morning was to tell you about that.
那这个我今天早上要做的第一件事就是告诉你。
They really, I've just come back, this is the first time I've been back for a while, but they really loaded me down. But anyhow.
但是这件事情一直在我心上，所以我要跟大家分享。
How's your faith today?
我想问一下大家今天信心如何？
You know, I sort of made up my mind. God and I had a good time while I was sick.
那我那个之前有一段生病，那个时候我就下定决心说我不要被这个病击垮。
It gave me peace through it all. And you wonder, I think some of you wonder what in the world happened to you.
那可能有些人不知道到底怎么回事。
I'm not really sure.
我连自己都不知道怎么回事。
I got in Taiwan, it felt like somebody kicked me.
就好像我到了台湾以后就被人踢了一脚似的。
And every time one thing would stop, something else would start.
然后就是一波未平，一波又起。
So I'm still waiting for the next thing to start. But anyhow,
所以我现在是在两波之间，我等着下一波来临。
But I want to know how your faith is today because I made up my mind I was going to, every time I preach, give you a little excerpt about how I know God is real.
那我今天想要问你的信心是因为我已经下定决心说每一次讲到的时候我就要想要大家
I want him to become so real to all of us.
能更认识神，更认知道他是多么真实。
And when he becomes truly real to us.
而当他在我们的生命里成为真实的时候。
Now I can talk to you from where I am because I know how long at times God didn't seem quite real to me.
我为什么这么说神的真实是多么的重要，因为在我的生命里我也经历过说感觉不到他真实存在的时候。
I was a logical person.
我是一个很理性的人。
And something would come up and I think, well, how could, you know, I couldn't grasp hold of God.
所以当事情发生的时候，我用理性去分析，我就不能够抓到神的同在。
So I've determined I want to help you.
所以我今天下定决心是想要帮助大家。
Because it's the only way that when you grasp hold of God himself, that you can take all of his other teachings and recognize it's real.
所以只有在你真的抓住神的时候，以后，然后你所知道的那些知识、那些教导，能够在你的生命中成为真实。
I want you to look at Isaiah. I'm not going to preach on prophecy today.
我今天不会讲到预言，讲到这个未来。Mrs.
She said she doesn't want me to preach on it anymore.
师母已经提醒我了，不能再讲这个题目。I
will again, but anyhow, I just want to give you this excerpt, this little something to waken up your spirit and give you a touch of God.
我今天很想就是给大家打一针强心针，能够让你醒过来。
God said something to Isaiah many, many years ago. What, 3,000 years, whatever it's been, 26.
很多很多年以前，大概两三千年以前，神对以赛亚说话。He
said, "Isaiah, remember the former things of old, for I am God."
你们要追念上古的事，因为我是神。And
there's none else. I am God, and there is none like me.
并无别神，我是神，再没有能比我的。I
declare the end from the beginning.
我从起初指明末后的事。Can
you get hold of that?
你能够想象吗?
You and I always have to start at the beginning.
我们每一个人都是要从头开始的。And
then we go toward the end.
然后要走到最后，但是神不是这样。He
said, I declare the end of things from the beginning.
他从起初指明幕后的事情，就是说，在起初的时候，他就能指出幕后是什么样的。
He's saying there that I am in control.
意思就是说，他是一直掌权的。
He's telling us that I can tell you how it's going to end.
也就是说，他会告诉我们到底要事情要怎么样结束。
He said, and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done.
从古时言明未成的事，就是很早以前就能告诉你还没有发生的事情。
Now he's saying, Isaiah, remember, from this time, I'm clear down, I can tell them things that's not yet been done.
所以神对以赛亚就说的就是，从很早以前我就已经可以告诉你将来未来要发生的事情。He
says, saying, my counsel shall stand.
说我的筹算必定成立。
And I will do all my pleasure.
凡我所喜悦的，我必成就。
Now God declares that.
这个是神所言明的。
He declares he can tell us things is going to happen in the end, and there's another scripture that said, I will tell you all things.
那圣经里还有另外一处讲到神说我要把一切都指示给你。
He didn't leave us in the dark. We've kept in the dark.
他并不是把让我们在黑暗中自己摸索。
We haven't realized that within this wonderful book of the Bible, it's more than just Psalms, it's more than just hymns, it's more than just how to live. He's telling us what is going to happen.
是我们自己留在黑暗里，没有意识到圣经这本书已经指示我们将来要发生的事情，并不仅仅是用诗歌，有诗歌，有这些箴言而已。
Let me tell you about a circumstance where God proves one of his proofs of it.
那我来给你讲一个例子。
Turn to Isaiah 45.
如果你看以赛亚书四十五章。
Verse 1.
第一节。
Now, to give you a little background for this.
那这个故事的背景是这样的。
Daniel was in Babylon.
但以理在巴比伦那个时候。
God has put them there for punishment for 70 years.
那个时候人神惩罚以色列人使他们被那个驱逐到巴比伦在那里待70年。
He said to them, I will, this is where for 70 years you will be here.
所以他那个时候已经跟他们说了你们在这里要待70年。
But then at the end of 70 years, something happened.
但是呢在七十年末的时候有一些事情发生了。
The great kings of Babylon, and now it was his grandson that was there in Babylon.
那个时候的那个巴比伦王是那个大巴比伦王的孙子。
One night they were there drinking and feasting and he called for the things from the temple of God so they could drink out of the gold cups and things.
那有一天他们在那儿喝酒宴乐的时候这个王呢就叫说把这个让他们把让人把这个他们从以色列那个圣殿里那个抢来的那些金的器皿拿出来。
And suddenly there was handwriting on the wall.
所以他们就正在使用这个器皿这个饮酒作乐的时候呢忽然这个墙上出现了一个手指在写字。
And Daniel interpreted for them.
那写的字他们看不懂所以 但以理这个时候
就来告诉他们 And if I put it in my own words, he said, okay, gang, you're finished.
那如果我们简单的说就是你要完蛋了。
All over for you.
你已经这个死路一条。
Now, they were in a city that was impregnable. There was no way.
你要想想那个时候他巴比伦王所在那个城市是非常的坚固的他们的敌人都打不进来。
Very secure.
他们感到非常安全觉得这是不可能的事情。
But while Daniel was telling them that,
可是就在但以理对他们讲这个话的时候
the Assyrians were out at their water supply for the city.
那这个亚述人他们正在这个他们的水源的那个地方。
And Cyrus their leader,
那个时候塞鲁士是他们的
said this is the way to get in and they went through the water supply breaking the gates open, going through the water
所以这个亚述人要攻打巴比伦城的时候就是通过他们这个城市供给水源的这条道路进到城里来然后把门打开破了这个城
walked in the city
所以他们就这样轻而易举的就把这个巴比伦城攻下
来 and took Babylon without even a fight
就是所以巴比伦都没有来得及抵抗就被亚述人突破了。
This was something.
这个是很奇异的一件事情。
But you know, 150 years before that.
可是你知道吗当这个事情发生之前的150年。
To the prophet Isaiah.
就是在以赛亚的时候。
God said, Isaiah, he said to them, thus saith the Lord,To his anointed.
他对这个神对以赛亚就是这样说的我耶和华所高的塞鲁士。
To Cyrus. He named him to Cyrus.
他把这个名字都说出来了。
Cyrus isn't even born yet.
那个时候塞鲁士还没有生出来。
The children of Israel are not even in Babylon yet.
然后那时候以色列人还没有被掳到巴比伦。
This is something that's going to happen 150 years later.
神在指示他们150年之后要发生的事情。
He said,Thus saith the Lord to his anointed to Cyrus.
我耶和华所高的塞鲁士。
And you know when Cyrus came into the city and took it over?
你知道吗当塞鲁士攻下巴比伦城然后把他俘获的时候。
Daniel met him with this letter.
那但以理就拿着以赛亚书写的这封信给他看。
A letter written to this man?
这个写给这个150年前写给这个王的。
I wished I was there when he read it.
我真希望能够当时看到他的表情。
The look on his face.
看到他说150年前写给他自己。
Dear Cyrus, to my anointed Cyrus.
说我耶和华所高的塞鲁士。
Whose right hand I have held.
我搀扶他的右手。
To subdue nations before him.
使列国降服在他面前。
Now Cyrus was proud, no doubt. He felt that they were conquering. It was God that was going with him.
我想那个时候塞鲁士心里想着说他自己能征善战这么厉害把巴比伦城都攻下来。
And I will loosen the loins of kings to open before him the two levies, the two levered gates.
所以但是神跟他说是神在扶持他说我要放松列王的腰带使城门在他面前敞开。
Now he said here, I will loosen the loins of kings.
然后放松列王的腰带。
And it tells us that's what happened to poor old, what was his name? Who was the king then? Anyway, Belshazzar? Yeah, Belshazzar.
就是当时的巴比伦王。
Don't mind my mind, it's a little foggy. And he actually loosened the loins of Belshazzar when he heard his condemnation from Daniel.
这个就是当但以理跟这个巴比伦王讲到这个墙上写的字是什么意思的时候，他其实实际上是确实把他的腰带放松解开了。
But the loins is something that brings about an embarrassing situation when they are loosened.
当然这个
I'll let you figure out what that is.
意指的意思就是说是一个很丢人的事情。
And he said to open before him the two leaf gates, and the gates shall not be shut.
使城门在他面前敞开,
Where are the leaf gates? They were the gates that was holding and at the water, in the water area.
这个城门就是他进入，就是从水道进到巴比伦城里。
He said, I will go before you. I will make the crooked path straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass.
我必在你面前行修平崎岖之地,
我必打破城门, and I will give thee the treasures of darkness, and the hidden riches of a secret place. Now he was in Babylon. Now Cyrus had all the riches of Babylon.
进到巴比伦城,
no doubt everything that was hidden by anyone, Cyrus got.
不管是谁隐藏的都变成塞鲁士的了。
And he said, thou mayest, and now I want you to listen to this carefully now. Thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which calls thee by name, am the God of Israel.
你要注意听他神后面讲到说使你知道提名招你的就是我耶和华以色列的神。
Can't you see the man's face, Cyrus, as he's reading this?
能想象这个塞鲁士读到这封信的时候脸上是什么表情吗？
He went on and he told him why he did this for him.
然后神也告诉他他为什么要这样做。
He told him why he was conqueror.
为什么让他成为这个征服者。
He said, I have done it for Jacob, my servant's sake, and Israel, my elect.
因我仆人雅各，我所拣选以色列的缘故。
He said, I've even called you by name. I have surnamed thee, and thou did not even know me.
你虽不认识我，我也加给你名号。
Oh, I tell you, friends, what a great, mighty God we have.
我要告诉你朋友们，我们的神是多么的强大。
Can't you just see this? Now, why did he do it? Because the 70 years were up.
神为什么要做这件事情？就是因为神所说的70年到期了。
This man sent the Israelites out back to their country with money, he knew that God was the true God. And so he just gave the Israelites anything they wanted as they were going, those that went back.
塞鲁士认识到神是这位真实的神，所以他后来让以色列人回到他们的地方的时候，给了他们所需要的一切，金钱、财物。
Now God did this because he didn't want his people to have to fight to get out.
因为神这样做，因为是他不希望他的子民需要就是再一次的征战才能离开。
He was preparing the way for them because he said they would be free in 70 years.
因为神自己说过，70年之后他们要得自由，神亲自为他们铺平道路。
This is our God.
这就是我们的神。
He's not just something that, what shall I say, something that people have made up. And he has proven this in his word. And there's a lot more than just this place where he shows that he's in control.
而这只是众多的例子和故事之一，他在很多地方都让我们看到他是掌权的神。
And he is going to always be in control.
而且他会一直掌权。
We look at our world today and it's out of control.
我们看我们周围的世界实际上是一个失控的世界。
But remember, our God is still in control.
但是要记得我们的神仍然掌权。
Get hold of him, trust him.
所以抓紧他，信任他。
Fear him, love him.
畏惧他,
Because someday we're going to stand in front of him.
因为有一天我们要在他的面前。
Now that's what I want to talk about a little bit this morning.
这就是我今天要跟大家讲的。
Without the time I have left. I want to talk about what God does for man.
那我也想跟大家讲说神为人都做了什么。
Believe it or not, God transforms us.
你不管你相不相信神是改变我们的。
In Romans 12:2, he tells us this.
那在罗马书12章第二节,
he said, don't be conformed to this world.
神说不要效法这个世界,
but be ye transformed, changed by the renewing of your mind.
只要心意更新而变化,
that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, that Greek word is something that's a little hard for me to pronounce, but it's masochimetizo. I'm sure if a Greek heard it, they wouldn't know a thing about it. But anyhow, that's my pronunciation. And out of it, we get metamorphosis.
在我们这个英文里从这个词根来的就是这个变化，这个蜕变。
How we're changed.
我们就是要这样的改变。
It's like when we look at a little pouch on the tree.
就好像我们看到树枝上挂的那个小小的那个茧一样。
It's just hanging there on a twig.
就是这么很一点点这样挂连在这个树枝上。
It looks lifeless.
而且看上去是一个没有生命的，一个空的壳似的。
But if you were to watch that little brown plastic looking pouch.
但如果你要注意观察这个棕色的，看上去像一个塑料的一个茧挂在树枝上。
You would see something beginning to happen.
但是你慢慢就会发现那里面在发生变化。
Now the first thing that happened, that pouch isn't just there by choice.
这个茧在那儿并不是说它选择在那儿的。
That pouch one day was a caterpillar.
它曾经是一只毛毛虫,
crawling around on the ground,
在地上爬,
in the midst of the dust.
然后在土里面,
but there was one day that something inside of that caterpillar that said it had to do something.
但是时间到了, 它就要做一件事情。
So with all of its effort, it climbs a tree.
所以这个毛毛虫就努力地爬到一棵树上,
goes out on the branch,
爬到树枝上,
and begins to change.
然后就开始了这个蜕变。
Actually, it liquefies.
你知道吗? 它在这个茧做好了以后, 这个毛毛虫,
it becomes like a liquid.
在里面其实它是变成了一个液体的状态。
But as you watch that pouch,
但是你如果观察这个茧,
little by little, it begins to move with life.
慢慢的里面开始变化, 然后有生命的迹象。
And then you see it begin to break open.
然后到有一天这个茧破开了,
and out of it comes a beautiful butterfly.
从里面出来的是一只美丽的蝴蝶,
that doesn't eat the dirt of the ground.
这个蝴蝶就不在地上吃土了,
going around in the midst of all of that as a caterpillar.
不是像毛毛虫那样爬来爬去,
it can fly, it can soar, it can enjoy freedom.
它可以飞翔, 它可以这个享受它的自由。
This is what God wants to do for us.
这也是神要为我们做的，通过耶稣为我们做的。
You know, you may not like to admit it, but some of you may feel very empty.
你可能不愿意承认，但也可能你的心里真的是很空虚。
Just somehow nothing satisfies you, just feel sort of empty.
就是不知道为什么，什么也好像也不能够让你完全的满足，就是总是有空。
But you see, what Christ has promised us is the fullness of the Lord.
但是 基督所应许我们的是神的丰满。
I remember in China, a young lady, a woman that came, she was a businesswoman.
我记得有一次在中国的时候有一个这个女人，她是做生意的。
She had problems with her marriage and
当然她也是婚姻有问题。
Her sister had wanted her to adopt a child. She did it for her sister and the child was retarded.
那她有一个姐姐还是妹妹，就是想让她那个收养一个孩子，这个孩子是有一些智障的。
And this young lady, this woman felt like she didn't know how to face life anymore.
那她这样做了以后，但是她自己又不知道说该怎么面对。
She was empty.
她自己知道她的里面很空虚。
She didn't feel like anybody really cared for her, really loved her.
她觉得她周围没有一个人是真正爱她的，真正关心她的。
And I remember how myself and a translator who wasn't really very good. Even though how we got it across. I knew her from several years after that, would see her off and on, always rejoicing because she was no longer empty, but her life was filled with Jesus. You know, sometimes we can feel defeated. Just feels like we're not getting anywhere. Everything I do turns not the way I like it. And sometimes we can feel a failure. And this becomes so heavy on our heart. But you know that Christ can give us courage.
但是你知道吗? 神可以给我们勇气, 耶稣可以给我们勇气。
Where once we were fearful,
我们曾经是胆小畏士的,
we can have courage.
我们可以有勇气。
There was many things I was fearful of.
我怕很多事情。
I had so many, I was afraid of heights.
我恐高。
Will you believe it, heights?
Yes.
Would you believe at one time I had a baby in my arms?
你知道有一次我抱着一个小 baby.
I had gone up a flight of stairs. There wasn't anything on either side.
有走一段楼梯，就是上一层楼梯，但是两边都没有栏杆扶手。
I got up there, and I was fine. And when I started down,
那我上去没事，等我下来的时候，
I panicked.
就开始很 惊慌,
I thought I was going to have a heart attack.
我觉得心脏病都快犯了。
I cannot tell you how I got down those stairs.
我都不知道我是怎么下来的。
I was so afraid of heights.
就是觉得很可怕, 吓死了。
I was afraid of death.
我那时候也很怕死。
Every time I got sick, I thought, oh, I'm going to die.
那每一次生病就觉得，哎呀，完了，这次要死了。
Basically, because I was really afraid of the judgment.
实际上我在这些害怕，我是害怕审判。
But you know when Christ came into my heart, that fear left.
可是你知道，当基督进到我的心里的时候，那个恐惧没有了。
He's given me courage when I needed it.
他给了，在我需要的时候给了我勇气。
And boldness, not as much as I might like to have had. Not like my mother. My mother was born with boldness.
所以，而且能让我很大胆。我其实不是一个很胆大的人，我妈妈才是。
She could talk to anybody.
她不管什么人，她都敢上去跟她说话。
She really wasn't Trump, but she really could talk to people.
她不是那种很那个什么，但是她确实是能够有这个勇气。
I would never have that boldness, but anyhow, God changes. You know, we can feel secure and inferior.
神是可以改变我们，我们可能觉得自己不没有安全感，觉得很自卑。
But when He comes,
但是当他来了的时候,
I really can't explain it.
我没有办法解释清楚。
But when the songwriter writes, He's all I need.
当这个写诗的人说, He's all I need. 他是我一切所需的。
It's true.
这是真实的。
Because there's something about coming close to the Lord, comes something that happens to us when we're transformed, that He is all that we need.
当我们靠近他，当我们真的变化的时候，他确实是我们所需要的一切。
Well, let's talk a little bit about the Bible and someone that was at the place of this type of that needed transformation.
那我们可以看看圣经里有一个例子，讲到这个需要更新的一个需要变化的人。
Now we're going to talk about one of the stories that you know very well. It was about a certain man that had two sons.
实际上是一个大家很熟悉的故事，讲到一个人有两个儿子。
And the youngest of them was just about like some of our young people today.
这个小儿子可能就像我们当中的年轻人一样。
So selfishness and self-centeredness is not a new thing.
所以这个自私啊，自我中心，自古以来就有的。
For he said to his father, I want my inheritance now.
因为他就跟他的父亲说，父亲，请把我应得的家业分给我。
That was today, the father would have probably cut him off.
如果现在的人碰到这种事情，可能就要跟他断交了，断绝关系。
But his father gave him his inheritance
但是他,
and his portion of it.
但是他父亲居然就把他真的那个产业给了他。
And so he took it and went on to town.
这个小儿子就收拾，把这些东西收拾，然后就走了。
There he found some friends, so-called.
然后找到一些狐朋狗友。
He had money, you know. You got friends when you got money.
你有钱的时候，你肯定能够找到朋友的。这个不是问题。
Oh, that's right. You can get friends when you got money. And so here they were having a gale time.
对，这里面讲到说，在那里任意放荡，浪费资财。
But suddenly something happened to him.
可是呢，事情有一天是要变的。
He didn't have any more.
钱花光了。
He became broke.
穷了。
Now, of course, when he's broke, he can always go to his friends. Isn't that right?
对呀，但是当我们穷困潦倒的时候，我们都可以找朋友帮助的，对不对？
But you know what? He found out he didn't have any friends then.
可是这个时候他才发现他没有朋友了已经。
So what did he do?
那怎么办？
He went and got a job.
当然就去找一个工作。
See, there wasn't any welfare then.
那个时候是没有福利的。
And so when he went and asked this farmer if he could work for him.
然后就去找了一个农夫，就问他能不能替他做事情。
Now this farmer, he didn't grow crops.
这个农夫呢，他不是种田的。
He grew pigs.
他是养猪的。
Now this was a Jewish boy.
你知道这个小儿子，他是一个犹太人。
They're not allowed even touch pigs.
他们是不应该，猪是碰都不能碰的。
But there he was.
可是怎么办呢？
And as he filled them their slop, he looked at it and he thought, that looks pretty good. I wouldn't mind having some, but he couldn't take it.
他就恨不得拿猪吃的东西来吃，看上去真的也挺不错。
And you'll be surprised what you eat when you're hungry.
你会很惊讶，饿的时候你真的是什么都可以吃的。
But one day as he's looking down at his pigs and all the food that they're eating there, and he thought, you know, my father's least servants get more than this.
有一天他看着这些猪，然后看着这些猪吃的时候，他忽然想起来说，在我父亲的家里，那些最最穷苦的这些雇工，他们都能吃的比这个好。
So now what do we see? He is tired of living this way.
他怎么样呢？他已经不愿意再过这样的生活了。
He's fed up with it.
他受不了了。
He's sick of it.
已经不能再忍受。
Sick enough that he became a humble young man.
到了一个地步说他不能忍受他现在的生活到了一个地步以后他谦卑下来
I will go back to my father's house
所以他说我要回到父亲那里去
And I'll ask him to make me a servant
然后让他成为让我能够成为他的一个
I don't expect to be a son again
我已经不能指望说他再把认我做儿子
You see when we come to the end of ourselves
所以当我们走到自己的尽头的时候无路可走的时候
When we become humbled
当我们能够谦卑下来的时候
，We recognize that there's nothing in ourselves.
我们意识到我们里面真的是
That can really answer the needs of my heart.
我们没有能力满足我们内心的渴望。
That's when you can begin to go back to God.
这也就是我们能够回到神面前的时候。
You know, some of us at one time may have been closer than what we are now.
我们当中可能有一些人从前跟神是很亲近的。
Sometimes, you know, there are those at one period of their life, they seem to be so close to the Lord, but now they're so empty.
你可能从
前 They can't feel him, they can't sense him, they don't care.
一段时间跟神很亲密，但是现在又不能够感到。每一天，
可
是基本上神的，你是看过的，你是回来的，我是你，我是这样，所以你
来。And he begins to.Recognize I need something better than this.
就像这个小儿子一样，他意识到说他需要更好的。
Now when he came, his father was out looking, and he saw him.
那所以当他回家的时候，他父亲正在门口等着他，就看到了他。
And he ran to meet him.
然后甚至跑去迎接他。
How many times has God run to meet a sinner whose heart was humbled?
你要想一想，神是有多少次就跑去迎接
那些。He said, "I'll not be far. When you call upon me, I'll not be far."
心里谦卑的罪人，神说：“你当你呼求我的时候，我就在旁边。”
But what was the first thing the son said?
那这个儿子最开始第一句话说的是什么呢
？He fell on his knees and he said, "Father, I've sinned. I'm sorry."
他说。父亲，我得罪了天。
Take me in as a servant, please.
又得罪了你。
Let me just live here so I can have something to eat.
让我能够留在这里。
This is what I'm saying in modern day language.
这个我是用现在的话来讲，让我能够留在你，让我为你工作也好，有口饭吃。
There is nothing that grasps the ear of God more than I have sinned.
所以当我们说我得罪你的时候，神真的是全神贯注的在听。
That's why he said we must confess our sins.
所以圣经告诉我们说，我们必须要认自己的罪。
Without repentance, there is no redemption.
没有悔改就没有救赎。
So it's not just accepting him. It's not only going to Bible study, but it's the fact that I faced up to the fact I am a sinner.
不仅仅说我们去查经来教会，而是让你面对这个事实，说我确实是一个罪人。
But you see, we don't want to do that.
但是我很多时候我们不愿意。
Because we feel like, well, after all, I'm not as bad as, you know, I'm not as bad as some people
are. 有的时候我们会想说，我觉得我还可以啊，比那些那个
Lord, I have
个人强多了。
Lord, I have a weakness.
或者说神呢，你知道我就是软弱。
You have a sin.
不是的，你是有罪。
Those who feel like they have to have women all the time, you've got a sin.
有时候那些经常就是换情人的人，他确实是罪。
Those of you that are always gossiping,
或者总是在说人闲话,
always looking at the worst side of people, you've got a sin.
或者是总是在挑别人的毛病, 这个就是罪。
Some people say, well, you know, I was raised this way.
有的时候是说我,
That's why I'm like I am.
长大就是这样的。
Oh no, my friends, you were born this way.
就是我就这样, 没办
法。 You were born in sin.
其实你一出生就是这样的。
No child has to ever be taught to do wrong.
没有一个小孩你需要教他去学坏。
And the older they get.
而且他们年纪越大。
There was one time that little Ethan would always tell on us.
越容易。那就像那个 Ethan 有的时候总是那个在背后说话。
One time Mrs. She and I took him to Arby's.
有一次我和许师母带他去吃饭。
And they had a beautiful milkshake green. And we thought that looks so good, maybe Ethan would like some.
那我他们有一种奶昔是绿色的，我觉得看上去很好吃的样子，我说也许他会想要。
Now his mother's very strict on what he eats.
但是呢他妈妈管他很严。
So we were doing a little, you know. But anyhow.
所以我们等于是偷偷的在给他吃这个。
Grandmother thing.
不该吃的，就是祖母嘛，总是要宠一下。
Well, he got home and his mother had the same advertisement on a piece of paper.
哦、oh, 就然后他回家了，正好看到说他妈妈在看一个这个广告，就是这个店里的这个。
And he couldn't talk very much, but he took the paper over to her and he said, Amma, Amma.
他那个时候还不怎么会说话，他就把这个广告拿去指着那个绿色奶昔跟他说，妈妈你看这个。
Now let's go forward another year.
那然后之后一年了。
Now he's at Amma's house.
那他有一次在
在 And Amma has some
在这个外祖
母家 wonderful chocolate candy that he likes.
然后这个许师母家里有一些这个巧克力糖是他爱吃的。
And he's very polite, he asks us, can he have some chocolate?
那所以他也很有礼貌，就指着说我
要吃巧克力。Now we now are learning. We're becoming better. We ask her first.
那我们现在已经学乖了，要先问问他妈，
if he can have it.
他能不能吃巧克力。
So as Dorothy said, and he said, can I have some candy? But don't ask mommy.
但现在他会问的时候就说，我能吃巧克力吗？但是别问妈，别问我妈。
So you see,We upgrade our sins as we get older.
所以我们这个罪是升级的，我们把它变得越来越这个复杂了。所以如果你
都是 You've had bitterness. You have to forgive or I can't forgive you.
因为耶稣说你要赦免，不然的话我也不赦免你。
Some will say, well, I just have a little problem.
那有的人说我就是有点困难。
Their problem may be they get drunk until they can't even stand up, but they have a little problem.
那有可能是你说是个小问题，但可能就是酗酒，总是喝醉。
Our little problems are we indulge in our passions.
我们的问题就是说我们自己想要的这个东西我们舍不得。
So anyone that's going to get into the kingdom of God has to humble themselves and tell God, Lord, I am a sinner.
所以不管谁要进到进入天国
，I need the blood of Christ，
一定要能谦卑到神面前来说，我是一个罪人，我需要耶稣的宝血来改变我。
That's true repentance，
这是真正的悔改。
Now the next thing we do, we offer up ourselves to Him. Romans 12:1 said, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren."
罗马书十二章第一节需要我们继续后面要做的就是，所以弟兄们。
That you, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God.
我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
This is your reasonable service.
你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
What did that boy say to his father? Oh, father, I'll be your servant.
那个小儿子会不会跟父亲说，我要当你的仆人？
Let him come back and I'll be your servant.
请你让我回到你的家里，让我做一个仆人。
You see, God said, "I'm a jealous God."
神说我是一个忌邪的神。
Now He's given us so many things in this life to enjoy.
在我们的生命中，他给了我们这么多美好的事物，让我们可以享受。
But the problem with us is we begin to enjoy them too much.
那我们的问题就是我们太享受神给的这些东西了。
And so what we do is that we make little idols in our life.
以至于这些东西变成我们生命中的偶像。
But we have to recognize that He said, no, I am first.
但是神告诉我们，我们必须意识到说他要做第一位的。
So we have to recognize that what is coming first in my life now?
所以我们要意识到说自己回想一下到底在我的生命中什么最重要
God has a way of working on us.
神有办法在我们生命中工作
If he really knows we love him, if he really knows there's a desire in our heart, he's going to work on us.
如果我们心里真的有愿望说愿意把他放在首位愿意爱他是第一位的话他有办法
Now, I don't watch television.
我不看电视的
On a basis, you know,Because a long time ago, I had a television.
因为很多年之前，我确实有一台电视机。
I enjoyed it very much.
我很喜欢看电视那个时候。
I watched it a lot.
看很多。
So one day God began to work on me.
那有一天神就开始我的心里工作
Lord, you know,
因为我确实一直都是爱他的。
But one day I came in, I sat down, I turned my soapbox opera on.
那有一天我就坐在那儿，然后开始看一个那个就是肥皂剧。
And this was a woman that was such a nice woman, and her husband had cheated on her.
那这个讲到一个夫妻俩，这个太太是一个很好的人，然后这个先生呢对她不忠。
And now she had met a nice man.
那然后呢，这个事情以后呢，她遇到了一个很。
And there I sat in my heart. I said, "Oh, she deserves that. That's good. She's getting someone."
然后遇到了一个对她很好的人，这个时候我心里就有一种赞成，说：“哎呀，真好，她能够终于遇到一个对她更好的。”
And then a voice in my side of my heart said, "Are you condoning sin?"
那这个时候我心里忽然有一个声音说：“你是不是在认可这个罪？”
It was like lightning that hit me.
就好像我被雷击了一样。
I said, "No, Lord, I don't want to."
他那时候我就跟神
说：“ But the more I was into that, the more I was.” Accepting sin.
可是当我越就是看这个受这个影响的时候，我就越对这个罪有所接纳。
So I turned the soapbox operas off. I didn't watch them.
所以后来我就不再看这些肥皂剧。
And one thing after another, the Lord dealt with me as I watched them, and then He would say, "Is it?" And then.
然后就是一样一样的节目，就让都在我心里开始觉得就是不是神所喜悦的。
The last thing he showed me is I was watching a school program.
那有一次我在看一个这个学校的节目
There's nothing wrong with that.
学校的节目应该不会有问题了吧
And so then as I sat there, there was one of the black boys that got up and he looked exactly and he acted and he walked like Bill Cosby.
那这个时候这个学校的节目里有一个男就有一个黑人的一个小男孩站起来然后他这个行为举止看上去非常像那个有名的就是黑人的一个明星叫做 Bill Cosby.
Everything about that young man was just an imitation of Bill Cosby.
这个年轻的这个黑人的小孩他简直就是一个就是小的那个 Bill Cosby 的模型所有的他的行为举止表情都跟他一样。
Now Bill Cosby was a comedian.
他那个 Bill Cosby 他是一个
He also was black. He was very good.
喜剧演员
As far as in his acting.
很有才然后也很有名。
But that young man had grasped hold of Bill Cosby and was emulating and was putting himself into that.
所以这个小孩就完完全全地学他的样子，这个就是这个 Bill Cosby 就成为他的偶像。
And I thought to myself, if this television has enough power to influence children or anyone like this, it has too much power.
那时候我心里就在想说，如果这个电视节目能对一个人、一个孩子产生这么大的影响，让他完完全全地去学上面的某一个人的话，这个影响力是太大了。But
I learned every time in my Christian life when I would drift away.
所以后来学习到说，每一次当我在这个我的这个基督徒的生命中偏离的时候，
that it was always because something else was being first in my life.
都是因为在我的生命中有其他的事情变成了首位。
It was taking my time, my thought.
让我的时间，让我的思想围着他转。
But I have learned.
但是我后来学习到。
That he has to be first in my life.
神必须在我的生命中居首位。
If I'm going to experience the blessings and the power of God.
如果我要经历他的祝福，经历他的能力的话，他必须在我的生命中。
And my friend, he's going to have to be first.
第一的，就是。
一个，我们要这个开一个宴会，然后又最好的食物拿出来，因为我们要喜乐。And as we're close to the Lord,
所以当我们靠近神的时候，
rejoicing in heaven,
天堂中也有很多很大的喜乐。And
we're rejoicing here on earth.
我们在地上也能够蛮有喜乐。Psalms
84 said, "Sing unto God."
诗篇第68篇,
Sing praises to his name.
你们当向神唱诗, 歌颂他的名,
extol him who rideth upon the heavens.
为那坐车行过旷野的星星大怒,
by his name Jah, and rejoice before him.
他的名是耶和华, 要在他面前欢乐。
I have learned that praise is the greatest weapon I have against Satan.
我发现这个赞美是我们对付撒旦最有效的武器。
You see, he told us we must transform. Be transformed in our mind.
神告诉我们要心意更新而变化。
Our problems all come first through our mind.
因为很多时候我们的问题都来自于我们的心，我们的头脑。
You see, when we get to the place where we begin to think, we reckon about different things, like complaining, we start complaining.
当我们这个开始思想，开始用我们理性的时候，当我们开始这个抱怨的时候，
and it steals our joy.
我们就里面就没有了喜乐。
When some bitterness comes into our heart, it makes our heart grow cold.
当我们心里有苦毒的时候，我们的心就变得冰冷。
So when these things hit us, when they come our way, we don't spend time on them. We push them off and begin to praise God.
我们不在那里就是停留，我们要把它推到我们的思想之外，用我们的心来赞美神。
We can be as close to the Lord as we want.
我们想要多亲近神，就能有多亲近他。
Shall we pray?
我们一起来祷告。
Father, I pray for our people.
天父，我在这里为你的子民站在其中。
That you will bless them.
求你来祝福他们。
That if there's anything that has gone through to their hearts.
如果不管他们心里经历了什么样的事情。
That above everything else, they'll try to get closer to you.
最重要的是让我们愿意都能来亲近你。
Pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.